A no-deal Brexit could virtually wipe out sheep farming in Northern Ireland. This is a claim from the Ulster Farmers Union Beef and Sheep Chairman, Sam Chesney, who's with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
Well, how are you standing over that? This is scare tactics, isn't it?
Well, it's not really scare tactics. You know, Northern Ireland lamb producers and beef producers rely heavily on exports. Over 40% of the lambs every year are exported to the south of Ireland. And the rest of our lamb either go to France or the mainland UK. And if there's a very bad deal in Brexit coming forward, you know, we will have no market for those lambs. So where do they go to? They'll not be here. If there's a 60% tariff put on lamb meat to export to Europe or to the south of Ireland, it just wouldn't pay to produce lambs.
You voted Remain then, Sam?
It doesn't really matter what way I voted.
Well, of course it does.
It doesn't, because I'm representing all the beef and lamb producers in Northern Ireland.
But did you vote for Brexit or against it?
That's neither here nor there, Stephen. That's something that everybody had the opportunity to vote whatever way they wanted.
But you're the chairman.
I'm the chairman, yes.
Of the Ulster Farmers Union.
Beef and lamb. Yes.
So it would surely be interesting, at the very least, to find out that here you are warning of what a no-deal Brexit could do, one of the possible outcomes when people voted, if you did indeed support Brexit at the time. Are you part of the problem?
No, I'm not part of the problem.
You see it as a problem, other people see it as a huge positive outcome. Brexit, of course. I'm just interested to see what you want.
No, we in the Farmers Union Beef and Lamb Committee want the best possible outcome for our producers. You know, it's just not about producing lamb. It's about the infrastructure. For every pound a farmer gets in Northern Ireland, he spends £7. Pound translates to £7. We are very conscious about the environment. The DEFRA Secretary of State wants us to be very conscious of the environment, and we are. If there's a bad deal and the sheep disappear from the hills and the cattle disappear from the hills, the land will become an abandonment. And, you know, they'll be overgrown with scrub. We'll not have those lovely hills that we have, and the Antrim Hills and the Spurns for people to walk through. It's not a scare tactic, Stephen, by no means. We must secure a very good deal for Northern Ireland farmers, and not only the farmers, it's the processors and the agri-food business. Northern Ireland produces 4.4 billion of food and drink every year, and that equates back to £450 million of red meat sales in the beef and lamb industry. It's just not me looking after a few men to produce sheep. It's the whole picture. Northern Ireland has to, you know, get themselves in gear and look for a very good deal.
So PMLA, Claire Hannah listening to this. So the Ulster Farmers Union deeply concerned now, Claire.
Yeah, and I think fair play to them for saying so. The debate has become very polarised, and I think they are representing their members. And I don't think, Stephen, it's helpful to shoot the messenger or to try and peg people you know, in any particular position before the referendum. Because the fact is, there was quite a lot of, I believe, erroneous information out there about the fact that, you know, we know there would be no change to trade and that there would be no risk to some of the subvention that farmers get. And I think the Farmers Union are doing what they're there to do, which is represent the interests of their members. And what they have done is, I think, bust the myth that, you know, a no deal is somehow a good option. And I know some of the extreme Brexiters are saying that we'll default to the World Trade Organization rule, as if this is some sort of ready-made solution, when we know that there is no framework to take off the shelf. And if we reverted to those WTO rules, which, by the way, not one single country in the world does, then it would decimate our farming industry. And fair play to the UFU for putting their head above the parapet and saying that.
How much time have you got here, Sam? Like, what's the timeline?
Well, you know, we have to have something in place as soon as possible, Stephen. You don't know, you know, you think you have a date and then the date slightly moves. But it would be very poor, in my role as chairman, it would be very poor of me if I didn't speak up now. There's no point in after the fact saying, oh, we should have done this and we should have done that. You know, we are very concerned, not only about
ourselves. Have you spoken to the DUP about this, the largest party in Northern Ireland, the Brexit-supporting party?
We're in contact with all the president and the deputy president are in contact with all the political parties.
And what are
parties.
The DUP saying?
we're putting our view forward that we need a good deal. I've been talking to the chairman of the English and the Scottish and the Welsh and the South of Ireland, and we're all wanting a good deal so it doesn't affect any trade anywhere.
Sam, thanks for your company today. Claire, thank you very much indeed.